Time now for more trivia on WCHL and specifically rock and roll trivia.
Yes.
It's Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Hope all of you music aficionados are on the edge of your seats.
Yeah, I am.
Ready to respond.
I am. Ron Stutz here along with Freddie Kiger.
Thank you, bud. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. Anytime, buddy. Couldn't do this without you because you're the one who asked the questions.
Yeah. Unless somebody has like ESP and imagines what we would have asked.
I've got ESPN at my house.
So did Red Wilson. Remember him when he was the coach at Duke?
Yeah, I do. What did he say? He had ESPN at his house?
Yeah. I don't know what they were calling, but maybe I should have had ESPN.
I think I missed that somehow.
I also heard him say one time to his assistant coaches, "Gentlemen, let's Simonize our watches."
Do you remember that slogan that Duke used to have?
Red means go.
Red means stop.
Yeah.
Sort of like Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Used to have a sign at the 1 yard line. The Bucks stop here.
Good.
Can't make fun of Duke's football program anymore.
Cutcliffe's done a fantastic job.
Not now with David Cutcliffe over there.
Done a fantastic job.
Yeah, but it was fun back in those days when Red Wilson was around.
Well, there was a whole string of, at that time, I guess it was very frustrating.
Futility, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But we're going to take everybody back to the year of 1982.
Okay.
1982. Right. And to provide one of the tunes, this one, for a popular movie at the time.
Uh-huh.
The single came out on Asylum Records as a single.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm handing Ron the single right now. Yep, flip it over, other side.
Okay. All right.
Got it down?
All right. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. You got it.
Yeah,
right.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Name the song and the artist.
All right. Here we go. I'm dropping it. Jackson Browne and
Somebody's Baby.
It must be Somebody's Baby. Yeah, good song.
It was a great song.
Yeah, no kidding.
From the movie?
Now that's a good question.
It was a cult hit. Fast Times
at Ridgemont High.
At Ridgemont High.
Yeah, that's right.
Starring a very young Sean Penn.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It was a great movie.
Wow.
It was fun. Yeah, written by Jackson Browne and Danny Kortchmar.
Yeah.
Who worked a lot with James Taylor.
Yeah.
This single peaked at number 7 on the Billboard chart and proved to be the highest charting single in Jackson Browne's career.
Which is amazing because it's really not.
Doctor My Eyes.
Yeah, it's not very much like his other stuff.
No. I mean, it was more popish.
Yeah, it was. More commercial. There was, Stay, The Loadout. That's my favorite Jackson Browne couple of songs there. Or The Loadout.
Doctor My Eyes
slash
is probably
Stay.
One of my favorites of his.
Yeah.
And, he wrote
The
Take
Pretender.
It Easy.
Oh, I know. I know, for the Eagles.
For the Eagles.
The Pretender and Here Come Those Tears Again.
Yep.
Love that. I'm a big Jackson Browne fan.
The Lawyer album.
Lawyers in Love.
Yeah, he had a bunch of hits. Well, and then he married Daryl Hannah.
Yeah. Yeah.